church is based upon God's love, according to St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Today, I'm coming to you from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, and it reads as follows: Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And when we talk about trusting in the Lord, it means to lean on him, to rest on him. You know, trust in, have confidence, or confide in him. You know, when we trust in the Lord and we have confidence in him, we put our faith in him and we believe, and then we have feeling of security. And then we have that feeling of assurance, knowing that whatever we give God, whatever we go to him with, he's going to work it out. You know, then it say confide in. To entrust, to tell a secret to. You know, when I read that definition, I began to think, you can go to God with anything. You can tell him your secrets, and he will not spread your business, so to speak. But you know, when you go to him, not only when you go to him and talk to him, like I tell him, I say, God, I've got this going on, and I need you to do this. Forgive me, but not only forgive me, but God deliver me also. And I know when I tell him my secrets, he's going to deliver me from everything that I tell him, I ask him to. And then it say to trust in implicit faith without questioning, no doubt. In other words, when I go to God, I don't have to sit and wonder, is it going to happen? Is he going to do this? Maybe this, or maybe if that. But go to him without a shadow of a doubt. You don't have to wonder. All you have to do is believe. Know without a shadow of a doubt that whatever you ask in God, he will do it for you. And then it say, trust in the Lord. You know, sometimes we have a tendency trust in man. Sometimes we put all our trust in man. And sometimes man will let you down. Sometimes it's deliberate. And there are times when things and such situations and circumstances come up where they can't do what they said they would do. But we can go to God anytime, anywhere, and no matter what, he will not let us down. You know, and then it say, some people put trust in their possession. But you know what? Even our possession, they are only temporary. So all we have to do is put our trust in the Lord. And then it say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know, when I read that, I began to think, you know, sometime when we've trusted people, you know, we have a tendency to protect our heart, our feelings, because we've been hurt. We've been disappointed. We've been rejected. But you know, but when you go to God, you don't have to worry about protecting your heart or protecting your feelings. You don't have to be afraid, because you know what? He'll never let you down. He'll be there whenever you need him. And like they say, he is close as a, he's closer than a brother. You know, Psalms 37 and 7 say, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. In other words, do not fret. Don't even worry. But depend on the Lord. You don't have to worry about the circumstances. You don't have to worry about the situations. You don't have to worry. All we have to do is just put our trust in him. Just lean on him. Depend on him. And he's going to come through for us every time. Then it say, lean not unto thine own understanding. In other words, do not trust in your knowledge. Lean means to rely, to rest on. So let us rely, rest, or lean on God. We have to realize one thing. God is an all-knowing God. Omniscience. In other words, he knows every problem. He knows every situation. He even knows what the outcome is. So Jeremiah 9 and 23 say, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, nor the mighty man glory in his might, nor the rich man glory in his riches. You know, some men glory or boast, and that means giving praise to oneself. You know, sometimes people get so caught up into themselves, and they begin to, as the old folks say, they pat themselves on the back. But people dependent on their own capabilities and their possessions rather than dependent on God. But Ecclesiastes 9 and 11 tell us that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to the men of understanding, nor yet favor to the men of skill, but time and chance happens to them all. People tend to put their trust in things that have provided them with security. And a lot of times people think because they have money and they got possessions, they have this and they have that, they feel secure. But to me, that's a false security, because what happens if you lose all your possessions? But one thing for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, no matter what we got, no matter what we do not have, we can always depend on God. You know, we have to realize that God is the one who causes things to happen for us. Everything that has happened was done by God in His time. Everything we go through, our trials, God let us go through them not to beat us down, but to help make us stronger and better, and to teach us to lean and depend upon Him. You know, to put all our trust in Him. Then He blesses us with possessions. He has given some people the ability to receive or get degrees. And you know, a lot of times when people have become successful, they have degrees, they have jobs, they have good jobs, they have money in the bank, they have this, they have houses, they have cars, they have land, and they have a tendency to say, I did this by myself. Didn't nobody do it but me. But I beg you the difference today. God is the one that gave you the ability to learn. He gave you the ability to comprehend, and He gave you the ability to retain whatever you have learned. And then He gives you the ability to go and take a test and pass it. Nothing we do is done by ourselves. God is the one that give us the ability. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, then it say, in all thine ways. Then I looked up the word way. It say, in the course of life. So whatever we do, we are to acknowledge Him. Acknowledge is to know, to ascertain, to get to know Him by seeing. Get to know the Lord. Observe Him. Trusting in God is a conscious dependency upon Him. When we trust in Him and acknowledge, observe Him, we get to know Him in the process of living. So in doing this, you will find time after time that God makes our path smooth. No matter what we go through, He always works it out. Then it say, be not wise in thine own understanding. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Proverbs 26 and 12, seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than him. The NIV Bible reads, a fool is better off than someone who thinks he is wise when he is not. So there's more hope for a foolish person than for those who think they are wise. There are some people that think they know it all, they have it all, and a lot of times when you just sit and listen to them, you realize they don't realize that they don't know as much as they think they do. But the Bible is telling us a foolish man have more hope than a person that think he or she is wise. You know, God is the source of wisdom. He alone can provide us with the wisdom to live righteously. Then it says, fear the Lord. Fear means to reverence, to respect. You know, when I was growing up, I thought the word fear means to just shake and tremble. But that's not my God. People think God is sitting up there in heaven with a frown on his face, and he's waiting for us to mess up so he can come down and just pounce on us. But that is not my God. The God I serve is a loving God. He's a God that understands when we mess up, all we have to do is go to him. So like I say, all we have to do is reverence him, respect him. You know, Matthew Henry say, fear the Lord as your sovereign. And we know sovereign means almighty. So it's saying, fear the Lord, your sovereign Lord and master, the Lord Almighty God. He's omnipotent. He has all power in his hand. Be ruled by him and subject to his divine will. My prayer often is, Lord, let your divine will be done in my life. Not your permissive will, but your divine will. Then fear the Lord, reverence him, respect him, and obey him. Romans 12 and 16 say, be not wise in your own conceit. In other words, do not be conceited. When I looked up the word conceited, it means an overestimation of oneself. In other words, self-importance. But God is the source of wisdom. He alone can provide men and women the wisdom to live righteously. Then he say, depart from evil. Depart means to put away, remove, withdraw. And you know the scripture tells us to shun the very appearance of evil. And then it tells us to eschew evil. In other words, to avoid it, abstain it. In other words, stay from it. If you have to get away from it, run. It's okay if people laugh, but just don't let nobody deceive you. Hallelujah. So then when he say, depart from evil. Evil, sin, wrongdoing. A lot of things that people are doing, people are telling them wrong, leading them in error, and telling them just do the very best you can. But that is not scripture. The scripture does not tell us to do the very best you can. He's telling us now to depart from evil. Do no wrong. So let us not depend on our wisdom, but let us depend on the Lord for his wisdom. So we are to respect the Lord and refuse to do wrong. In seeking God's given wisdom, turn every area of your life over to him. Let us examine or check and see which area in our lives we have not turned over to God. We must make this a vital part of everything we do. And God will guide us. He will lead us. But let us turn everything, let us go to him before we make any decision. You know, this will help us in not making the wrong decision. God will lead and he will direct our path. So remember the Lord in all you do, and he will show you the right way. He will lead you and he will guide you. God bless. Hope you enjoyed this program. If you would like a copy of this message or would like prayer, please call 318-473-4539. Please join me at this time next week. I would like to invite you to our church service, Tuesday night Bible study, 7 p.m., Wednesday noonday prayer, 12 to 1 p.m., Sunday morning worship, 11 a.m., and that's Rebirth Ministries, 1226 MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 318-769-1994. John Belvin, Sr., Pastor.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Kelly Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendance and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us by calling 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. Or you can visit us at our website located at KellyServiceHouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
Anointed King Cuts wants to thank Central Louisiana and the surrounding areas for your wonderful support in their business. They are currently complying with the governor's stay-at-home order and will be closed until the order is lifted. Anointed King Cuts is looking forward to continuing to serve Central Louisiana and surrounding areas' personal grooming needs. Although they're closed because of social distancing, they've never been closer to the people of this area. Thank you for your support.
We have just successfully elected two black men for U.S. Senate in Mississippi. Through voting, we have ensured that 80% of our state representatives here in the U.S. South are either black or Native American. Sounds like wishful thinking? In the 1870s, this was actually the history we made through grassroots organizing, and we used the U.S. Census to do it. Coming out of slavery, we organized for black political power, and the census count in 1870 allowed for the creation of the first majority-minority districts in U.S. history. These new districts allowed for a radical change in who represented us in the Senate, Congress, and state houses. In 2020, we will again have an opportunity to take part in the census and make sure every adult and child in our household is counted. Ensuring an accurate count during the U.S. Census is part of our black history. Let's make history again by making sure everyone we know is counted.
Hi, this is Greg Phillips inviting you to join me weekday nights, Tuesday through Friday. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on KAYT. It's the Junk Joint Party. Don't miss it. Your favorite blues, Zydeco, adult R&B, old school, and so much more. The Junk Joint Party. It's only here on KAYT.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
But back in the day when we were kids, all we had to do was believe. It seemed so simple then. Then we got jaded and our faith faded. Down swept in like a flood. Oh, nothing but the blood. Take me back to where I was. Can we go back to how it used to be? It wasn't complicated, you and me. Can we go back to how it used to be? Oh, when it wasn't complicated, you and me. Yeah, yeah. Can we go back?
Back to the beginning. Oh. Back to my first love.
Last. Oh. We were so tired.
type, but I ran to another lover. Yeah, I don't believe in time travel.
Wade Hampton Show.
Well, it's Thursday morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Ham Camp, the Wade Hampton Show. Weather-wise, it's pretty much overcast and cloudy today. Look for a high temperature around 75 and an overnight low at 59 degrees. Today, April 2nd, is Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. You know, peanut butter is an amazing food that's used sometimes to feed those who aren't able to eat solid food. Like if you said something smart to your mama, she busts you in your mouth. You can't do that much anymore. They're calling people on you these days. Anyway, it's Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. It's a delicious combination. All right? All right. We're looking for a word or words that end in ISM or ISM. If you've got them, call me. 318-484-2500 or toll free. 1-877-464-2500.
2 Peter 1 and 3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. I have everything.
I have everything.
Provides for me.
Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
New music now.
Said it ain't no way. 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 Yeah.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way down. 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 Ain't no way. Ain't no way down.
Everyone in the world know the Lord is coming. Pay attention, what's going to burn the world of drama. Look at your greed for the love of money. Ice blowing up the devil till it ain't even much funny. The devil spreading his wings so far. God looking from heaven up above, right down on earth. We all need to get together. We can't tell a season from the winter to even much the summer weather. Are you paying attention to the good book? Are you made? How the world being took, being shook? Look at the oceans and seas grind out. Pay attention to the world that suffers from a food drop.
Ain't no way, ain't no way.
Observe to what exactly is going down. In the book, Revelation is steadily revealing. Understand the remarks from all the killers. On the beast, we ride, they have horns. The horns stand for countries. The country's about to go to war. And at this time, this moment is on the edge. Lunatic with power, rebel out to see the stage.
Ain't no way, ain't no way down. Ain't no way, ain't no way down. Ain't no way, ain't no way down. Ain't no way, ain't no way down.
God, a loving God. Do good deeds, yes, my Father's reward. Father God, please have mercy on us all. Sin was going down before we born, y'all. And yes, some know not what we do. And please have mercy on us all.